You mentioned the so-called, I guess it's a TP regimen with paclitaxel and trastuzumab that you often use in patients with lower risk tumors. Can you talk about what you say to patients to kind of prepare them for that?
So I taught to patients with the lower risk tumors how we're starting to tailor our regimens. And I think a lot of the patients have heard of anthracyclines, doxorubicin, the Red Devil, and they clearly do not want that chemotherapy agent. And so it's been nice now to be able to talk to patients with data about avoiding that portion of the previous regimen and just, starting with the taxane backbone and trastuzumab. I think the data, and there was an overall survival poster at ASCO as well that now is carrying out the 3-year data out to the 5-year point with 95% overall survival and, 93% with just the 12 weeks of paclitaxel and the 1 year of trastuzumab. And so I offer that to a lot of the patients. I really use the trial group that was a 3 centimeter or less node negative population. The majority of the patients were less than 2 centimeters, but I do offer that almost as my standard for patients at this point, so that they have 12 weeks of therapy. Most patients, embrace that quite readily and then just continue on with the trastuzumab to complete 1 year.